Don't allow what you have been through to define you.
And now for Healing Acts, Part 1.
Thank you so much for joining Brothers of the Word, because brother, you need the word. We welcome all of you joining us by television and those of you joining us online at brothersoftheword.com or social media. Welcome to today's service. Always a wonderful delight and joy to have you to tune in and join us. I would like to share just a little humor. This is humor regarding COVID-19 and the pandemic. Not making light of it, but just laughing in spite of it. So, laughter is good medicine. And so not making light of it, I understand it's a serious thing affecting a lot of people. And so certainly not making light of it, but learning to laugh in the midst of challenging circumstances. Here are a few quarantine and pandemic jokes. One man said, he says, I spent 75% of my childhood grounded. So he said, this quarantine is a piece of cake. One man said, my mom always told me I wouldn't accomplish anything by lying in bed all day. But look at me now, Ma, I'm saving the world. Quarantine has turned us all into dogs. We roam the house all day looking for food. We are told no if we get too close to strangers, and we get really excited about car rides. One lady said, we ran out of toilet paper and started using lettuce leaves. Today was just the tip of the iceberg. Tomorrow remains to be seen. And the last one, the World Health Organization, or WHO for short, announced that dogs cannot contract COVID-19. Dogs previously held in quarantine can now be released. To be clear, who let the dogs out? Praise God. Well, we've been walking through the healing scriptures throughout the entire Bible, and I think I have pretty much covered most of them outside of the book of Acts. And so we're going to start in the book of Acts, and we'll start taking a look at the healing scriptures in the book of Acts. We also did a little refresher on faith, and so we renewed our minds to some of the foundational concepts of faith and the principles of faith, where believing God's word is concerned and applying it to our lives, and so that we can walk in divine health and wholeness and soundness and healing and blessing and so forth. But today I want to just start over in the book of Acts, And I want to use as a subject healing acts, because we're looking at acts of healing in the book of Acts. So healing acts is my subject, healing acts. And we're starting in the book of Acts just to begin looking at some of the healing scriptures in the book of Acts. We'll begin over in the book of Acts. It's a chapter where Peter and John, they go up into the temple at the ninth hour. Flip over to Acts chapter 3. Like I was saying, flip over to Acts chapter 3. Let's look at verse 1 here. Notice this. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. I'm going to kind of walk through these verse by verse just to kind of exegete the scripture. So I'm just going to take it verse by verse and walk through it. Now, Peter and John went up together. Notice that word together. Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. Now, the ninth hour is around 3 p.m. So this was the afternoon prayer time. So what I gleaned from this, when I saw the word together and I saw two of them and I saw they were going to pray, this is what I gleaned from it. And this is kind of how the Holy Spirit led me. The message to us is be on the right path with the right company. Be on the right path with the right company. Notice this, they were going to a good place. They were going to pray, and it was two of them together. So it speaks of having good associations, speaks of having good friendships, good camaraderie. We all need a Paul. We all need a Barnabas. We all need a Timothy in our lives. Paul represents the mentor. We should all have a mentor in life. Barnabas represents someone on the same level, a running buddy, someone who's striving, going in the same direction, somebody on your level. So Barnabas represents someone on your level, an associate. And then Timothy represents someone that you're mentoring, somebody that you're helping. And so we should all have a Paul. We should all have a mentor. We should all have a Barnabas. And we should all have a Timothy. And so here, Peter and John, they're kind of like Paul and Barnabas. So they're associates on the same level. They're running together. They have similar goals. They have similar aspirations. And so they're buddies together on the journey of faith and the journey through life. And so they're traveling together. And so to me, this is what the Holy Spirit said, is be on the right path with the right company. Be on the right path with the right company. Your associations are really important. So this speaks to our associations, being on the right path with the right people. The quality of people that you have around you will determine the quality of who you are. The quality of people that you have around you will eventually determine the quality of who you are. And so this is what this verse is saying. Be on the right path and have the right associations. Be on the right path and have the right association. You heard Pastor Nathaniel talking about having an accountability partner. And, you know, I remember my father had as a mantra, work hard, be honest, and keep good company. And so that's the keep good company part. And so we see it right here in Scripture. They were keeping good company, and they were on a good path. They were on a good path. So be on the right path and be with the right company. Have the right associations. Then now let's look at verse 2. Verse 2. And verse 2 says, And a certain man lame from his mother's womb. Let's just stop right there. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb. What is that saying to us? That speaks of the fact that he's been in this condition all of his life. He's been in this condition all of his life. And it lets us know that no condition or no situation is hopeless. Nothing is impossible. No matter how long you've dealt with something, it's never too late. You're never too old to change. You're never too old to try something new. Don't allow what you have been through to define you. Don't allow where you have come from to define you. And so this is what this verse says. He had been in that condition all of his life. He was lame from his mother's womb. And it lets us know that it's never too late. We're never too old to change. We're never too old to try something new. And so I just love that was the condition of this man. He had been this way all of his life. This is all he knew. But man, his life was about to change forever. His life was about to change forever. I love that. I love that when people feel stuck in impossibility, when people feel stuck like I have to live this way the rest of my life or this is it, I have to settle here. And I think the Bible gives us these little parables and it gives us these accounts to just let us know that no, change is always possible. Nothing is impossible. And you can always change. You can never lose hope. And no situation is impossible or hopeless. And I love that. So he had been in that condition all of his life. Robert Schuller said, attitude, not age, determines energy. So we don't know how old he was, but he had been this way since his mother's womb and since the womb. And he just felt, you know, sometimes we feel like we might be too old. We've been a certain way so long. We're too old to do anything. No, attitude, not age, determines energy. Attitude, your attitude, not your age, determines energy. I've been really excited lately. I've been watching these old boxers getting ready to come back onto the circuit. And so, you know, Mike Tyson and Roy Jones, they're coming back onto the circuit. Holyfield is training again. And I love that. I love that. You know, a lot of people think they shouldn't do it, but I love that. Attitude, not age, determines energy. And so Tyson, you know, he has an attitude that he'll still knock you out. I love that. And if you've seen him on the pads, he does look like he'll still knock you out. They actually say in the boxing world that your power is the last thing to go. So he still has punching power. So Roy Jones has to be very careful. But attitude, not your age, determines energy. So we're never too old, it's never too late to change. We're never too old, we're never too late to try something new. Never too old, you're never too old. I was reading recently about a woman, 96 years old, graduated from college. 96, and she majored in history, and she was offered a job. Because she knew, she lived through all of it. Of course she knew the history. History was a perfect subject. She had been living long enough to have seen everything. She could teach on all of the presidential administrations and all of the world events. She had been through World War II. You know, so she'd been through all of that stuff. Of course she was a great historian. But 96 years old, I love that. I saw some others. I saw one lady was 111, and she just graduated from high school. 111. I love that. So you're never too old to try something new. You're never too old. Never too old to change. Never too old to try something new. And I think that's what we get from this. He was lame from his mother's womb, so it seemed useless, seemed like a wasted life. Been that way too long, seemed like he was stuck. No, you're never too old. You're never too old. It's never too late to make a change. Notice this. He was carried. He was carried. That lets us know that you will need the help of others, and you will need to give help to others. You will need the help of others, and you will need to give help to others. He was carried. I also thought about the fact that Jesus himself carried our infirmities. He bore. To bear means to take up, to put it on oneself, and to carry. Jesus bore our sicknesses. He bore, he carried our pains. And so they carried this man. I think it's a picture of Christ that we even see in the book of Acts. They carried him in his illness because Jesus himself took our infirmities and he bore our diseases. He carried them. Oh, man. He bore our infirmities and carried our pains and our diseases. And he carried them away from us. He bore them away from us. And so they carried this lame man. They carried him. They carried him. And then look at the next word the Holy Spirit highlighted to me is daily. Notice this. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily. They laid daily at the gate of the temple. Notice that. Daily. And here's some things John Maxwell said about the consistency of doing things daily. He said, you'll never change your life until you change something you do daily. Until you change something you do daily. The secret to your success is found in your daily routine. The secret to your success is found in your daily routine. You are what you do daily. You are what you do daily. Success doesn't come in a day. Success comes daily. Success comes daily. Success is a daily thing. Every day that you live, you are in the process of becoming. And whether you're becoming better or worse depends on what you give yourself to. Daily. They took him daily, every day, day in and day out. There was a consistency there. He did it every day. I like the fact that at least he was going somewhere every day. He was trying to do something every day. He could have been, now he was lame. He could have just said, leave me at home. You all go on. I just hang out here. No, every day. He said, get me to the gates. He wanted to go somewhere. He wanted to see somebody. He wanted to see what was going on. He wanted to be in a place where things were happening. Take me to the gates. Because people were coming and going. It was a busy place. Prominent people came that way. So he said, put me in a place. Take me. So I love the initiative. He still did something. Even in his lameness, it was daily. It was consistent. What if he had stayed home the day Peter and John went that way? No. He got healed because he was there. He got healed because it was daily. I believe that his consistency got the attention of God. Here's a guy that's lame, but yet he won't quit. Here's a guy that's lame, but yet he's here every day. He shows up every day. Show up every day, no matter how hard life gets. Never stop showing up. Show up every day, because you don't know that the day of your deliverance is at hand. You don't know which day it'll be. So you show up every day. I like that. They brought him daily. So your life changes because of something you change daily. Because the power lies in consistency of doing it daily, If you do small things on a daily basis, they turn into large results over time. You can take a plane. If a plane takes off at just a small degree when it takes off, that small degree turns into thousands of miles by the time it's airborne. The direction. Just a small changes, small little things that you do on a daily basis, they compound, they have a compound effect. And so even if you're just reading one paragraph a day, you look at that over a year's time, you've read several books. And so small changes repeated over time consistently turn into large changes in our lives. They brought him there daily. Somebody came up with the phrase, and I immediately gravitated toward it. I can't remember where I read it or heard it. But they came up with the phrase, sitcha. I would tell you how to repeat it, but it's too much wind in that. sitcha, S-I-D-C-H-A, sitcha. And sitcha stands for self-imposed, daily, challenging, healthy activity. Sitcha. So you have to ask people, where's your sitcha? How are you doing with your sitcha? Your self-imposed, daily, challenging activity, that's your sitcha. How are you doing with your sitcha? I'm on my sitcha today. You ought to just tell people as you see them throughout this, man, I'm on my sitcha today. They won't know what you're talking about. It'll open up the room for conversation. Then you can teach them. Sitcha means self-imposed, daily, challenging, healthy activity. Sitcha. How's your sitcha? Because they brought this lame man daily. I think the Lord's saying something to us by that. They brought him daily. Even though he was lame, he wouldn't miss a day. They brought him daily. Now, I sat down and I just wrote down a daily list. This is a good sitcha list. This is self-imposed, daily, challenging, healthy activity. These are some things I just sat down and wrote down, and I just want to share them with you. Number one, pray daily. Romans 12:12 says, steadfastly maintain the habit of prayer. Someone said that a day hemmed in prayer is less likely to unravel. And I love this. Bert Gezi said this. He says, we need to pray daily as our response to God's outrageous, extravagant love for us. Think about it. He had us in mind as his companions before he created anything. Then he unfolded this vast universe of 100 billion trillion stars so that on this lovely little planet, he could enjoy fellowship with you and me. Imagine what we are missing of God's love and affection if we just pray when we feel like it. Pray daily. Pray daily. We get to receive God's love and affection on a daily basis. So if we don't pray that day, you have no idea what you just missed out on. Maybe God wanted to tell you something. Maybe he wanted to embrace you. Maybe he wanted to heal you. But because you didn't pray that day, you missed out possibly on an expression of love and affection that God had reserved for you that day. But because you didn't meet with him, you missed out. And so it's our way of interacting with the outrageous love of God on a daily basis. Pray daily. That's a good situation to have. Number one, pray daily. Number two, read your Bible daily. Keep God's word fresh in your heart. I pulled this from the book of Proverbs. It says, your life will be better, your life will be good, your life will be fulfilled, and your life will be long by keeping God's word fresh in your heart. That's a great sitcha. That's a great sitcha. Keep God's word fresh in your heart. Pray daily. Number two, read your Bible daily. Number three, learn daily. Learn daily. Learn daily. Make a commitment to grow daily. Make a commitment to grow daily. Read something. Read a portion of a book or listen to a podcast. Journal. I recently put together a couple of notebooks, and I call them my learning journals. And so whenever I learn something new, I record it in my journal because I want to make a habit of trying to learn something new every day, and I record it in a notebook. So get a learning notebook, get a learning journal, and just jot down any insight, anything you learn, you know. And you keep that because it catalogs your growth. It catalogs things that you're learning. Always learn something new. Always learn something new. So learn daily. That's number three. Learn daily. Number one, pray daily. Number two, read your Bible daily. Number three, learn daily. Learn daily. Learn daily. Number four, this is another good sitcha, is exercise daily. Move your body daily. Invigorate yourself daily. Take a walk daily. Do something daily to invigorate, move your body. Doesn't have to be the same activity, but just make sure you do something to invigorate yourself. Exercise has so many benefits, from relieving stress to lowering blood pressure and cholesterol and all these things. It has a wonderful host of, it just makes you feel good. It releases feel good endorphins in the body, and it clears the mind. It gets your blood flowing. It stimulates your oxygen, increases your oxygen level. So there are so many wonderful, you have no idea how many diseases it prevents just from exercises, how much arthritis leaves your life because you're exercising, because you're moving, exercising. So that's a great sitcha. It's a great sitcha to have, is to exercise daily. So number one, pray daily. Number two, read your Bible. Number three, learn daily. Number four, exercise daily. Number five, nourish daily. Nourish daily. Nourish daily. You want to eat nutrient-rich food. Eat nutrient-rich food, primarily coming from the earth, from fruits, from vegetables, from nuts and seeds and grains and, you know, good proteins and so forth. So you want to nourish yourself daily. Nourish. That's a wonderful situation to have. How have I nourished myself today? How have I nourished myself today? Your body is a machine. You have to take care of it. Your body is a machine. And so you want to have good situation. Here's another one. This is number six. Get plenty of sleep daily. That's a great situation. Get plenty of sleep daily. Get plenty of sleep daily. You need at least no less than 6 hours. At least 6 hours, preferably 7 to 8 hours of sleep. But you want to get good sleep daily. Why? Here's what Dr. Mark Hyman said about it. He says, sleep is one of the cornerstones of a life full of energy, full of joy, and health. Sleep is one of the cornerstones of a life of energy, full of joy, and of health. So get plenty of sleep daily. That's a great sitcha. Here's number 7. Laugh daily. Laugh daily. That's a great sitcha. That's a great sitcha. I've taught you before, 1 minute of laughter boosts the immune system for 24 hours. So laugh daily. Laugh daily. Make sure you laugh daily. Laugh daily. Great sitcha. This is number 8 or 9. But show love and be good to people daily. Oh, what a great sitcha that is. Show love. Be good to people daily. Benjamin Franklin, before he would go to sleep at night, he would ask himself the one question, what good did I do today? What good did I do today? So you want to show love, be good to people, and then start at your own home. That's where you start. Start at home. Be good and show love at home first. Then let that shed abroad. That's a great sitcha to have. How can I love and be good to people in my own home? How can I love and be good to people out in the world? What a great sitcha if you make up your mind to do that every day. I want to love, I want to show love and be good every day. I was going to see my mother not long ago, and I was getting off the exit, and there was a man seated on the side of the highway, and I could tell he was probably there to try to get help. But he wasn't asking. He was just sitting on the highway ramp, just sitting on the rail there. I didn't see him holding a sign, and he wasn't at anybody's window. He was just sitting there. And so I felt impressed of the Lord to give him something. I was just full of the Holy Spirit, full of joy. I just wanted to do something. And so I motioned to him to come to me. And he did like this. You know, he has to say, you mean me? I said, yeah, you, come here. I said, come here, I want to do you good. But he came to me, and I looked at my wallet, I had $5. I just put $5 in his hand. And he started crying, and he started praising God, and he just went into a complete hallelujah. He just started praising God. He just went into a complete praise, and it was as if I had answered a prayer. I can tell he had prayed for that because of the way he rejoiced and thanked God. It was like, and he began to cry, and I almost cried because I felt so good doing it. And so I rejoiced because he was rejoicing. And that's what the Bible teaches us. The Bible actually talks about that over in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, how our giving causes praise to God, and then it blesses the giver, then it blesses the recipient, then it causes praise to God. And so there's a lot going on there when you operate in generosity and doing good and showing love. Man, it's powerful. But that's a powerful daily sitcha to have. Show love and be good to people. All right. Then the last two, and I'm closing out. Give thanks daily. Give thanks daily. Gratitude is a magnet for miracles. Gratitude is a magnet for miracles. Give thanks daily. Give thanks daily. And then the last one, review your goals and do something toward your dream daily. Review your goals and do something toward your dream daily. And so when they brought this lame man daily, he went daily and showed a consistency. It showed a power. It showed a small action that he was willing to do daily, daily. And it changed his life forever. Changed his life forever because he ended up being in the right place at the right time. He met the right people and he received something that changed his life forever. I'm going to stop right here and we'll pick up next time. But those of you who are watching by television, I want you to go to brothersoftheword.com. You can listen to this message in its entirety, absolutely free of charge. And you can also email it to a friend. But thank you so much for joining us today at Brothers of the Word, because brother, you need the word.
You are listening to brothersoftheword.com. This was part one of the series titled Healing Acts by C. Elijah Bronner. This sermon is number 7880. That's 7880. To listen to thousands of free sermons or to send this sermon number 7880 to a friend, go to brothersoftheword.com.
If this message has been a blessing to you and you would like to help support this ministry, go to iwanttogive.com. That's iwanttogive.com.
Listen to brothersoftheword.com often because, brother, you need the word.
From Brothers of the Word.